Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to grudgeinc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Are you ready? Coming from the great state of Texas, it's Atomic Dog Tuesday and Grudge Madness.
Good evening, race fans, and welcome to another great Tuesday of the Grudge Inc. sponsored Atomic Dog Show. How's everybody out there? Hope everybody's doing mighty fine, getting ready for these Christmas and New Year's coming up. Like I say, it's the season to be given. It's always better to give than to receive. Hopefully everybody's doing their things, making their preparations. Won't be long now. Well, we got a few things to talk about. We're going to let some things come up. Not a whole lot going on in the race world around here. Lately, there was some racing this weekend. I didn't know about the probably happen at local track. Somebody feel free to come on and let me know about it. I will share a little bit about what happened at No Guts, No Glory race, which was the last big grudge race around the country. Real nice show. We'll talk about that. Just be able to show you, you know, it's all about action. Texas stood up, went down, did their thing. Wasn't so lucky, but I believe we all had a good time. That's what it's all about. But before we get off into all that and get off into some of the things about the nice topic, you know, like we always do, like to get Ernie on and let Ernie come on and give us the tech tip. She's probably trying to get Ernie right now. Ernie, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great tonight, Moore. Just got off the dog show and I learned a few things tonight. It's always a good thing.
You can always learn. What you got for it?
Well, you know, with wintertime coming up, you know, we've talked about making sure you check and winterize your car so we don't have any problems with the engine. But, you know, this is, you know, some of the things that get forgotten. You know, get forgotten. Now, that's some wordage. One of the things that gets overlooked a lot is the front end, checking the bearings, the pivot points, the heim joints. They get a lot of abuse, especially with these high-powered cars today. There's very specific ways you need to put the front wheel bearings in place on the cars. You just don't, you know, don't pull the bearings out, pack them, stick them back in, think you've got them tight. Go by the manufacturer's suggested torque specs. They don't pull very tight. You're only looking at about 15 pounds of torque, but they need to be done in three different sessions. You should pull them up a little bit snug, give them a little torque, back them off, torque them again, and then come back and do the finished torque so it lines up with one of the holes in the castle nut. Replace the Carter keys. I tell you what, I have seen cars going down the track that the front tire comes off because the Carter key either wore completely out or they didn't have a Carter key and decided to use a bent nail or a piece of wire. You know, the Carter key is put in there for a very specific reason, not just because it's easy to flare out, but it also is made of a material that if something does happen, that it tends to hold the threads better. And use a good base grease, a high-temperature, high-speed grease. It'll reduce the amount of drag on the front tires. It'll also can help you with mile an hour. Anytime you can reduce a friction point, you can actually, you don't have to have a horsepower to push through it. You know, while you're up there, check your front brakes. Check the mounts for your front brakes. this is a very critical piece. And in today's cars, the front brake mounts, the caliper mounts, are very small pieces. You get a lot of chatter on the front brakes. The vibrations go into the wells, into the well points. These things can get hairline cracks in them. And now is an absolutely perfect time to go through, check them out real good. You can get some sprays called Ditail, where you can spray it on there. You use a ultraviolet light or black light if you came from the 60s, and it'll highlight any stress cracks in there. So spend a few minutes, a couple of dollars. The Ditail is about $12 for a can, and the Ditail will do a complete car with no problem. And it doesn't take a major job to do it. Wipe it down, clean the grease off of it, take the paint off of it. You cannot check a weld point that has paint on it. You also cannot check a weld point or a stress point if it has chrome on it. This is one of the reasons why sanctioning bodies have made it illegal to chrome plate the front end of a car, any of the front suspension parts, because you cannot see a crack under it. Clean them off good, spray it on, wipe it off, put your light on it. You'll see a purple line or a blue line just as bright. It looks like you got a strobe light on it. Check your tires. Check the front tires especially for weather cracking. They're not a high-quality tire in that the rubber is designed to be lightweight, so you can get a lot of flexing on the front tires with these 2,500 to 3,500-pound cars. And as it pushes down on them, going down the road on the trailer, you actually get more wear and tear on the tires than you do going down the drag strip, especially the fibers in the tires. And when these things get a little crack in them, you need to go ahead and replace them. You know, you're running 150 to 200 miles an hour. You damn sure don't want one of the front tires to go out. Just pick a point of your car. Let's start with the front end, and let's do the front end this weekend. You don't have to be in a rush. You know, heck, we got 3 or 4 weeks before we can start racing again. And each weekend, if you don't want to spend a lot of time out there, just pick a point. Do that point, and then go do the other point. But touch everything on that race car, everything from the parachute packs all the way to the decals on the front headlights. Safety will what will keep us together, and safety is one of the main things we, you know, I keep stressing safety. I just can't say it enough. It's what keeps us from hurting ourselves, because we will, as human beings, tend to get out on the ragged edge and go play in no man's land. And now we've got, like I say, a month to do what we need to do. Heck, let's do it. Another thing, you know, I pushed it now. I let you know last week about the hydrostatting on the bottles. The tracks and insurance companies are pushing the hydrostat dates on your bottles really heavy. The plans, now this is the insurance company's thing, so it's not the tracks. So if the track starts getting on you, don't bow up the tracks. The insurance companies are starting to tell the tracks, we have to go by the DOT and federal laws on the transportation of the high-pressure bottles and using the high-pressure bottles inside your vehicles. So if you look on the top of your bottle, you've got some writing on there right up in the neck. On the far right-hand side, it's going to have a date. It's going to be 12 of 05, 12 of 93. Heck, I saw one the other day, 6 of 83. So there's some old bottles out there. Federal law says every 5 years, those bottles have to be brought up to safety specs and rehydrostated, where they take the valve out of the bottle, they inspect the inside of it, they pressurize it to 3 times past its usable pressure, check it for cracks, any dents, dings, and then they can recertify it, and it's good for another 5 years. If the insurance companies do step on this, then you're also going to look at the the places, the speed shops that fill bottles are going to start restricting what bottles they can fill. And I know, you know, I've mentioned it before, if you've used a torch on your bottle, if your bottle's got heavy gouges in it, it's not going to pass hydrostat. So check your equipment over now that winter's coming on. No excuses going out the first year and getting in a hassle. And it, like I say, it's the insurance companies. Homeland Defense is unfortunately starting to stick their fingers into the basket. And pressurized vessels going down the road, they're getting real strict on everything. So, guys, I think Tracy said y'all not going to have a show next weekend because of Christmas, so I probably won't be able to talk to you before the first of the year. I want y'all to drive safe on the highway. And, you know, don't drink and drive. You know, it's not worth it. Call a cab. You know, you spend $20 on a cab or $2,000 in an emergency room or lose your driver's license. So let's keep it safe and have a good Christmas. If you got any questions or you need anything, you know, give us a call. We're still running the Atomic Dog special on the bottles. $175 with a line adapter, either number 6 or number 4. So if you do decide you want new bottles, we can put you right in there with them. And you can give us a call at CompuCar Nitro Systems, 1-800-648-7687. That's 1-800-NITROUS. If you got any questions or need any information, you know, give us a call. That's what we're here for. And I'm here all day if you call or you don't. There's no stupid questions. I'll try to give you an answer to anything. If I can't help you with it, I'll find out people that can. What you got, Tracy?
Hey, Ernie, we appreciate that. You always come on and give helpful, vital information. It all got to do with, you know, safety of the race car and the person driving that car. Hey, just to add on that, you know, I just want to mention, you know, he's talking about check all that stuff. It's a good thing. I noticed something happened this weekend while we were down in Orlando. I mean, it's one of the things that, you know, sometimes, believe it or not, people, you know, sometimes take it for granted or sometimes think it's right and it's wrong. And it happened with Tree Man car. It just kind of scraped the wall. And, hey, man, thanks for the grace of God, man. Twin was all right and was able to, you know, kind of get that thing under control enough where it didn't go head first into the wall. And that's with these lock steering columns. I mean, you know, ooh. Hey, Twin took off and he was shaking the car down and he let out of it, and all of a sudden we looking, I'm like, hey, man, he's going towards the wall. And all of a sudden he brushed that wall, and everybody wondered what's going on because he was definitely out of the car. And come to say, we didn't say what when he took off, steering wheel come off. So he had no control. So just backing up what Ernie's saying, man, let's always check these things, you know, as our safety. Man, when we got them collars on that man, one of the things, you know, always try to do, and of course your twin does too, whatever happened that time, I don't know. But, man, let's just double-check that kind of stuff because we hate to see that happen. And we was fortunate enough that twin is all right and he didn't do a whole lot of damage to the car. But that's a scary sight. If you ever been involved in something like that or had a friend driving the car and have him come back and tell the story about, hey, how he felt and what was going through his mind when that steering wheel come off. So that's a piece of equipment we all need to double check. Pull on that column.
Tracy, that's the second time I've ever heard that happening. And it's a little thing that really gets overlooked. How many times have we all hopped in a race car that had an ignition switch on the column? You know, I make sure on all the vehicles, especially, you know, if you're running a G-body or a regular car that's been modified for race cars, you want to make sure that the steering lock does not work. Disengage it. Take it off. Also, if it has electric door locks, take them off. Disconnect any controllers that can cause that door to lock for any reason. Because if you're in a situation, a wreck, or a safety problem, you got to make sure that, number one, that you can get the door open and get out, but also that the safety crew can open that door and get to you. And a lot, you know, a lot of these cars we're working with now have electric door locks. Take them things off. Don't just go in there and think, "Oh, I ain't gonna push that button." Go in there and take the wire off of it. Make sure it can't engage. Take the linkage off of it. That is a real problem. I've seen at one racetrack, the guy hit the wall, had a little fire, and the safety crew couldn't get in, so they had to beat the windows out and bring him out through the window. You know, it's just things we don't think about.
Yep, that's something. That's a good thing. So, hey, guys, let's just kind of take heed of that stuff. I know it's weekend look pretty good, and some folks are trying to go get them one or two runs in for the end of the year. Sometime that's when things happen. So, hey, man, let's just always think safety, man, and just kind of check over those things. Hate to see that happen, what happened between them. But like I say, hey, man, the twins all right. Didn't get hurt. Didn't hurt the car too bad. Just thought it'd be worth mentioning, Nicole. It happened. Okay, Ernie, you can hang around.
All righty, you know, I'll hang around for a little while. And, Tracy, y'all have a good one. Have a Merry Christmas.
Same to you, man. Hope, wish you and yours a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year also.
Hope Santa Claus brings everything he's looking for and a new set of slicks. That's all we can say, you know?
I know, that's right.
Y'all have a good one.
Yeah. All right, well, any races happen here in the state of Texas anyway this weekend? Somebody want to share about it, feel free to. We're going to talk about the things here tonight. As you know, we're coming down to the end of the year, and we want to talk about what we like to see 2014, you know. It's kind of going to be an open topic about some things. What do we like to see? Who we like to see get locked in? Or what are some things we can do and the fans want to see in 2014? I mean, 2013 is going to be something of the past here in a few days. All it's going to be is about memories. We're coming into a new year. And you always hate to try to end the year on a sour note. You know, sometimes things happen, but you always got to try to look forward to try to see how you can prosper yourself and your race program going into the next year. You know, sometimes that call for making some changes, regardless of what those changes are. Sometimes people got to do what they got to do to make changes. They want to continue doing what they want to do in a positive manner. So, you know, we don't have a hard on how long this show going to go tonight. But there's not a whole lot of races coming up right now. But the topic tonight that we got was, hey, who do we want to see get locked in 2014? Who was the hottest person this year? I mean, we still, one thing about Texas last year, Tony Thorne was a Texas Grudge Inc. Grudge Racer of the Year. And just to let you know, that banquet will be going down again. It'll be February the 9th. And, you know, hey, we're still looking for names because it hadn't been all voted on as far as the Grudge Racer of the Year. In each state, they try to find a Grudge Racer for the year of the state, you know. So we still going to be looking to see how we fare, where, what names come up in the hat, you know, for the Grudge Racer of the Year as far as Texas is concerned. So I want to put that out there. Anybody got something they want to share on that, feel free, push the one button. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about what can we do. What do the fans want to see? What do we have too much of? You know, let's try to keep some of this stuff in perspective. It's all about Grudge Racing, man. It's all about the fans and the racers, you know, trying to do the right thing overall, you know, try to wake Texas up as you were. You know, I'm going to say it like this, you know. I speak about the racing wherever I go. I speak about it. I don't speak about it of me, or I don't speak about it of Austin, or I don't speak about it just a Dallas or just a Houston. Every time I leave this place, I'm only speaking about it as Texas. I look at it as Texas. When we go like this weekend, for the ones who don't know, Texas went after Baldies, no guts, no glory. The computer races, hey, appreciate the guys making the trip. Bush Dale made the trip with his car. Tree Man made the trip with his car. Richard with the 55 made the trip with his car. And Birdman them made the trip with his car. And a host of friends went out there supporting the No Guts, No Glory race in Orlando. Hey, man, I appreciate all those guys. I know they enjoyed their stuff. Hey, we went out there, man, and tried to represent. No one went to try to represent. They know they were representing the state of Texas. And when we end up losing, as you know, we lost both races. As we lose the race, was nobody looking at those races as an individual. Everybody there was all about Texas, you know. And so, you know, that's what it's all about, man. When you start trying to do this thing real big and spread it out, we gotta learn to work together, you know, because when we go to other people's states, other people come to our states, they not coming as individuals. They coming representing where they come from. And so I want to thank everybody that made the trip, man, and came back safely and stuff like that. Appreciate it. I'm quite sure Baldy appreciated seeing us out there. I know the people enjoyed it. You know, we passed out a lot of flyers talking about the World Grudge Nationals, which is happening July 4th and 5th in 2014 at San Antonio Raceway. And, man, we have so many people talking about they can't wait to come to Texas. You know, we got some things that we need to work on. I'm quite sure some folks are making some changes, stepping up their program. Hey, we took two of our best cars out there. We took two of our best cars out there, and they did their thing, you know. Hey, took a Pro Mod car out there. It's Tree Man. If he don't even come share about it, Tree Man stepped up and gave a car something, and they got away. I mean, hey, man, it just happened. It's Grudge Racing. He went to make action, and the car got away. So I'm quite sure that same guy, Tommy, when he come to Texas, what he going to do with the Birdman? Boy, I tell you what, if you wasn't there to see it, I mean, it was pretty equal how people was talking about it, how the betting was going. You know, Birdman them done their thing, their turbo car. Hey, you got to take your hats off to them. Both cars made the trip. Just wasn't their day that day, but I'm quite sure the Bird crew is going to regroup. Because them guys thinking now that Texas got something soft. And, you know, it is what it is. We got to take the good with the bad. The Texas showed up, and they appreciated it, and we had a good time. So hopefully some of them guys come on and share something about it that they experienced on that trip to Orlando. Bushnell, he came out there. It's probably pretty good. So, hey, Bushnell, you keep on working on that thing, man. You got it riding pretty good. Richard with the 55. 55 looked good. Hey, guys had a good time, man. That's what all it's about. So I want to thank everybody for that. Now, we can go to the lines and talk about what we like to see, what we like to do, what you think the fans like, how can we make this thing better in 2014. So, Sharon, let's go to the line and see what some of the folks got to say.
Okay, Tracy. Let me see. Smooth has his hand up, but I don't know if he really has it up. Smooth, your mic is open.
Yeah, what's going on?
What's up, Smooth?
I know, man. I'm just sitting back in the queue right now listening, but I like to see a lot of, you know, more matchup races going on and still a lot of talking going on, you know what I'm saying?
Well, let me ask you a question. What do you think, you brought that up, what do you see was the problem more so in 2013 that you would like to see different when it comes to grudging? You know, what do you think? What do you think, your opinion, what do you think the issue is?
Well, like I said, a lot of guys, you know, they get on the show and they'll talk about it, but then when it's time to do it, it's always something else come up, you know. They'll come up with a different excuse for this or for that. But you know how it goes.
Yeah. Well, I just kind of like, I like some of the races and some of the fans. I like to get some participation. I don't want to sit up here and do all the talking. I want to hear from you. I want to hear from the races. I want to hear from the fans. Hey, what is it that in 2013 that you think didn't happen that you feel like should happen going into 2014? You know, it's coming to a point of the year right now, coming to the end, and we already got some raggedy edges going down to the end of the year that we got to find ways to get past some of this stuff. But, you know, hey, sometimes you got to make some changes with the program. You got to make some changes with what you do regardless. But all in all, I mean, we got to find some kind of way to try to give these fans a little bit more in 2014. I'm always trying to say, how can we do better the next year? Just like a guy with a race car. Hey, at the end of the year, man, that guy's always thinking, how can he make his car go faster? So, you know, same thing with the race game. You're going out here, these different races going to be coming up. How can we make it better? You know, not hurt it, how can we make it better? What is it? I'm asking fans, speak up, because you are very important, because you support us week after week with this grudge racing. What is it we can do to make it better, not to hurt it? I mean, what we got to do? Push the one button. Let me hear what some of the folks got to say. A lot of folks, we got a full show. Man, this is the last week. Next week we won't be here. This is the last week before we get ready to go into the new year. Let's put some things out there. You know, let's be consistent with it. Let's try to put it out there where it can be heard. You know, it's all about my opinion. It's all about trying to bring a great show for the fans and the racers at the end of the day enjoy doing what they're doing. You know, none of us would do this if it wasn't for the fans. We do it because we love for the fans to come see us do it, and we love the bragging rights that we get out of it when we get a lot of gag along with each other and talk a little smack talk and all that. Hey, what can we do? I mean, you know, I got some things that I want to do with my program to try to make it better, to try to hopefully that I get to do what I didn't get to do in 2013, to try to make sure I get out there and try to have some action, make some action some kind of way, which I failed to do in 2013. But 2013 is behind me now as far as my race program, so I got to look at going into 2014. What can I do with my own race program? How can I stay going? How can I not break so much? Or whatever the case is, how can I try to make action? Regardless of what I have to do, I feel like I'm going to have to do some things. I'm going to have to change some things with the race program. I'm going to have to change some things with the radio show. I'm going to have to change the thing on how I promote the race. It's always something that I'm going to have to do, I feel like, to try to make my program better. You know, I got some people that work with me, like Showing Up Racing, Sharon. Hey, we've always trying to find ways how we can make it better. Hey, as individuals, we do certain things, but as a program, when we put up racing, we trying to find ways how we can make our program better. So what is it some of you guys like to see? Push the one button. The fans want to hear, man. We're coming to the end of the year, so, hey, just kind of put it out there. Hopefully we can listen. Hopefully we can take heed. Hopefully we can try to go in the direction of some of this to where the fans enjoy it, you know. Sharon, who we got?
It's okay. Your mic is open.
What up, 2K? Come on, mute.
Okay, well, we're waiting on 2K. Trouble Troy, your mic is open.
What's up, Tracy? How you doing, Miss Sharon?
Hey, what's going on, man?
I ain't nothing much. I was wanting to speak a little bit about this situation with Forrest, you know, what we could do different in 2014 and, you know, try to change the game up a little bit, try to get back to basics. You know, this is getting out of hand with all the steps, all the lock-ins, and then, you know, your lock-ins ain't coming through. They got excuses. You know, that's why I feel like grudge racing is losing its edge, you know, with the fans racing. You know, to a certain point where you'll stiff a race to death where the race don't even happen. You know, or you got this size tire, or you got this. I race time. I don't race your tire size. If your car close to my time, I'll race down with you. I race time. And I don't expect everybody to look at it like I do, but, you know, it's just getting out of hand. You got 15 lock-ins that have one grudge race at an event.
I just, and I agree with you on that, Troy. because I did see 2013, I did see that happen a lot, you know. And that's one thing I miss. You know, we go out here and we work and try to get these locked-in races, but when it's like that, it's not guaranteed that we're going to give the fans what we say we're going to give them. We go out here and put all these lock-ins. And I think lock-ins are good for the game, but I also think that, you know, we got to find a way to be creative and give the fans something where they make sure they see some action. So, you know,
well,
they get back to the basics. Okay, elaborate on that a little bit. What do you consider basic?
Back to the basics, I can speak for Houston, Texas, because that's where I'm from. It's now, Tracy, it's to the point on Sunday just a test until tonight. Sunday, we used to get on anybody's ass at any given time. These boys act like now Sunday is just testing to, oh, I'll race you on an event. No, screw that. We can race tonight. You know, that's what I'm meaning back to the basics. You know, just get on your ass on Sunday. If I get you or you get me, then I, you know, we might can do it again or whatever. But everybody act like, you know, they testing and tuning all the time, testing and tuning. I tune on your ass. That's what I do. I test on your ass. That's how I feel. That's how much I like racing, but it's just getting out of hand, you know. For, you know, we got to go all the way to Florida, South Carolina, just go get some racing. And it shouldn't be like that. It's too many people in Texas, so, you know, to not go that far. But I just wanted to speak my little piece on it, and you know.
Okay. Hey, appreciate it, man. I mean, good point. You know, you're right. Yeah, I agree with you. You know, y'all track down there open every weekend, and like you say, one point of time they used to be hot on Sunday night. I mean,
But
I
tell you,
didn't happen
as
much in 2013.
To get that lock-in, Mom's always told me the quickest way for your ass to learn a mistake is when you have to spend money to. With these lock-ins, get their money. They don't make the race, make them pay the lock-in. It's simple as that. I bet you all that lock-in crap will stop.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, shit, I ain't for the lock-in in with somebody just for some hyping up a show. If I'm locking in with you, I mean, I'm ready to do it in with you, and I'm not for to waste my money just to run my mouth. I can run my mouth for free.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we need to stand by these lock-ins. You know, if you're going to lock in two on a thousand or better, make them people pay their two if they don't run to whomever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but,
okay,
you know.
Troy. Hey, man, appreciate that, man. Appreciate that. We're going to see what's next. Another caller got to say, hey, what is it? Hey, Sharon, go hit the line. See what you got to say.
Hey, Saper, your mic is open. Jay, your mic is open.
What's going on, Sharon? What's going on, Tommy Dow?
Hey, what's up, Jay? How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Trying to get this old truck in right now. But I was listening to some fans, and I was trying to figure out, you know, I understand we got to take the heat. They're saying, you know, be about 105, 108 degrees out. But when the sun goes down, we still got guys that want to wait until the lanes are getting ready to close, and everybody want to rush up to the lane and try to run. Why can't we get some of these races in before 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning? I mean, you lose your fan base. Everybody's asking who won, you know, the next day because people got to go home or, you know, they've been out all day or whatever, and they're looking for a specific race, a lock-in, like Joe Trust said. But then the lock-ins don't happen until 12, 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. But when you go to East Coast, those guys get that shit done by 10 o'clock and be done and racing in the daytime. I know it may not get as hot over there as it is here, but those guys will be done by 10 o'clock, and they close the track down. We're the only tracks around here that stay open to 12, 1, and 2 o'clock in the morning. But we still can't get our races done, but then you want to get mad at the track because the track has shut down because you're going to get some racing. Why do we have to wait so late to race?
Hey, that's a very good question, and that question come up all the time and time again. Man, we was in Orlando this weekend, and I tell you, it had to be over 20, 25 Brewers races, and the track was closing before 10 o'clock. The track was closing. I mean, it was 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and guy was already getting it on. 11, 1, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. They was already getting the race on. So, you know, that place had over 20, 25 grudge races just on that Sunday alone. And, man, the track was closed, you know, and the guy stretched the stage lane dancing. It was closing at 9 o'clock. And, you know, it just so happened one came at the end, the Cold Killer Tony Wright race, so he let it go just a little bit past 9. But, man, it was all over with by 10 o'clock. And them guys had a ton of races. So, you know, you're right. In the summertime, yeah, it'd be a little hot, and sometimes guys wait, and we can't. But, man, I tell you what, these last 2 or 3 months, you know, the weather probably hadn't been in the 90s, you know, and in the daytime. And you're right. Sometimes, like you say, Jay, people still don't get the race. Like, everybody want to have a last race, you know.
The last 2 or 3 weeks, they still wait until late to race. They still wait. After the sun goes around.
And know the track don't get cold and peak tires don't break loose.
Give away.
Yeah. I don't know.
So I'm going by something. The fans. I'm just going by what the fans ask, when they go to the yellow belt or whatever. Jay, what happened? We went and left because we've been out there and they look like they were going to get it on. The next thing you know, I ain't gonna do it because the track is, they got the glue or whatever, if they got too cold or whatever. You know, you done barbecued all day, y'all done bullshit and talk shit all goddamn day. Hell, let's go and get the shit on. Hell, I want to go home too. But hell, I want to get it on video, but hell, I want to go home too.
Yeah. Yeah, good point. Good point. If I'm going to think about going in 2014, hey, you know, you've got to try to, you know, try to get it in before too late. I don't know. As one of the each race team, don't have to, you know, soul search yourself and just think about it. You know what the fans are saying, what they're saying, what people. Okay, Jay, appreciate that, man.
All right now.
Okay, Sharon, let's go to the next caller. Sharon, you there? Look like she's in the private room trying to get somebody on, but I see another hand that got something to say. So let me go ahead and see what they got to say. 832-4718. Hey, the Shaker, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, Trey?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, man, basically, man, I want to piggyback on what these guys are speaking on, man. It's awesome, man. It's really ironic, man, that you guys are speaking on about this because Madhouse has just come up with an organization thing going on, pretty much, and I'm going to piggyback with him and ride with him on it. It's been going on at my shop here. We started last Saturday. Basically, man, we got some races together, man, and whoever that racer wants to see, that racer wants to see, they meet up at the spot, which is a Smooth Touch 4537 Laura copy, by the way, and they basically come there, man, and they face-to-face. They're going to discuss what they're going to do, how they're going to do it. They do the lock-in money right then and there. You see them saying that all this stuff is in video. So it's nothing that you can go back, and it's all down on paper as well, man. It's kind of like a semi-contract, so to speak. And therefore, you can't back out when you get to the track. It's already locked in. You see what I'm saying? And that's kind of eliminating a whole bunch of this the riffraff that's going on in the staging lanes, all these guys piled up, stomping and talking about it but not trying to be about it. But see, some of these guys, man, if their cars ran faster than their mouth, man, I'm telling you, man, it would be hard to beat. So basically what we're trying to do, man, is get this thing up and running. And it's, so far, man, it sounds like a phenomenal deal that's going on, man. And any one of these guys that's in Houston area, man, they want to tag team and jump in this thing, man, feel free, you know, get with us, call myself or Madhouse or whatever, man, and kind of get locked in on this deal, man, because this thing here is going to cut out a whole lot of that shaking and faking going on at the track in the staging lanes. You understand, man? Ain't nobody going to be coming up there doing no parading going on. You see what I'm saying? So basically that's what it's all about, man. You know what I'm saying? So if you guys want to get interested in this deal, man, definitely hit me up, hit Madhouse up, whatever, and we can make it happen.
And get it locked in before you get there with the money up and everything. You don't have to worry about it, huh?
That's it. It's already down on paper, Tracy. You know what I'm saying? And that's what's going on, man. They get up there. They talk about this stuff online. They talk about it on the talk show. They talk about it on the phone, you know, during the week. But then when you bring your car to the track, oh, man, you didn't say you was going to give me the back tire. I want the back tire in the move. I don't want this back. You know, that's going to put on paper. That's going to cut all that crap out, bro. So that lock-in money happens right then and there, and it's being videotaped. It's being filmed. You see what I'm saying? So this, all that crap gets cut out, man. And this stuff, man, I'm telling you, it's really happening. A lot of these guys are down with it, man.
Posey, you're leaving something out. Posey, you're leaving something out.
Okay.
Posey is exactly right about what he had just been saying the last 2 or 3 minutes, but our show is called Nonstop Grudge TV Reality Show. It is a TV reality show that we shoot live. We haven't went live yet, but we can go live. But we haven't went live because we're about trying to get people together. As you know, that race you all had in Florida, a lot of people were out of town. This week we're going to have the heavy hitters. We're going to have Birdman, we're going to have Tree Man, we're going to have Cliff from Butler Boys, Blast Man, a couple of people out of here, Billy's Camp, you know. So we're going to be down there grudging. But what they did was they came up with this thing called the Grudge Pot. And this contract thing where you can't really snake your way out of it. Basically, you all on film, you're on paper, and basically you can't snake your way out of it. I mean, I'm going to let them elaborate a little bit on it, but that's what it is. It's called Nonstop Grudge, a TV reality show.
So hold on, DJ. Oh. Let me get this right. Now, if you don't participate in the organized, so to speak, grudge reality show, a person like me, can I just come up and race 2 people on your show?
You can race anybody you want to race on the show. Basically,
I'm just
right
saying that's what I'm trying to get a base of. Y'all are real. I love what y'all doing. But Tracy said a long time ago, grudge racing is like organized chaos. You know what I'm saying? So I got to go through these lines to get to this person, to this person. Like I'm saying, I'm trying to go back to, I see you at the track, I'm getting on you. Blah, blah. You got a week to think about it. Oh, Lord, what I just do? Did I just lock it in with this man? I'm on it. I think I'm, you know, I talked to Joe Socom, Susie. You know, this
no,
and that.
Sir. No,
that
sir.
Sounds good. That sounds good.
Oh, so
that sounds
so
good,
y'all know,
but it looks better. It looks better live. See, we doing it live. We ain't doing it on the phone with somebody, you know, see whatever they want on the phone. We get a chance to see your face.
Hold on, Madhouse. Excuse me, sir. Basically, man, I think you got a misconception of what's really taking place.
No, I understand.
Okay, it happens on a Saturday, Troy. And hypothetically speaking, if you're going to come out there on a Saturday, okay, you only have one night, sir. The next night, you racing. If that's the agreement that you and your racer have come up with, that's an agreement. Y'all booking the next night, sir. You don't have a week to think about it. If you want to make a week, then that's quite up to you guys. You see what I'm saying? But this happened on a Friday, perhaps on a Saturday. You guys are going to make this happen on that next Sunday, sir, on that following night. So you don't have a week to sit and cry about it and think about it and what about if my light bill is due. It's beyond that. You're going to book it the next night.
Well, again, Posley's partially right, but you're kind of hot, and I like your passion, bro. That's really great. I appreciate your passion. But he's absolutely right. It's going to either happen on the next night or at the next race event. That race event could be the 25th at MLK at Roy James event. It could be the 16th at Evendale. It could be whatever's going on up there in Dallas. You know, basically right now we're pulling in all our Houston folks before we start reaching out and going to different cities and states. That's coming up, and it won't be weeks from now. It'll be real soon. But right now we're reaching out to our people that's here right now. You know what I'm saying? Because we can touch them right now. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, this race that just happened up in Florida, everything was like, to be real with you, we weren't going to start this until the first of the year. They were like, no, too many people know about it, let's roll with it now, blah, blah, blah. So that's where we're at. We got this last show of the week. I'm sorry, we got this last week to shoot. Now, Sunday, we were doing it Saturday and Sunday so we can give people an opportunity. If they can't make it Saturday, they can make it Sunday. Okay, but we got this last Sunday before the first of the year. And then we're gonna do our pre-co, and then we're gonna do the live show. So you're gonna see.
Where y'all gonna do the live show at?
The live show is gonna happen probably this weekend. I mean, I'm sorry. The live show is gonna probably happen weekend of. Next Wednesday of next week. The reason why is because we gotta get these guys in that just came back from Florida. We only got one day to do it, and that's Sunday, you know. So we're hoping that everybody will show up, you know, and if worse come to worse and somebody can't make it, we'll just shoot what we have and, you know, shoot that live show Wednesday. We'll put it out there Wednesday. But we got enough video right now that we can go 45 minutes, but, we all the heavy hitters, again, we're down in Florida. We need to talk to Phil. We need to talk to Tree Man. We need to talk to Birdman. We need to talk to, there's a lot of people out there we need to talk to. I'm not just saying just sitting them on the show and putting them out there as far as promoting them. That's part of the game. But the other part of the game is actual grudges. You know, we got like Suitcases got a race with somebody out of, I think it's Suitcase and Hosmere. I think it's Suitcase and Glassman. I know it's Iron Man versus Big D. It's a whole bunch of people at play right now. So we will basically try to wait for folks to come back from Florida.
Okay, man. I mean, sound like y'all on something good. And, you know, hope it gets booming. And once it gets booming, hope, like you say, hopefully you can consider when you start talking TV, everybody likes to be on the YouTube. So hopefully when you get it going, you consider everybody in the road game and try to make it. If you do it at an event and know it's going to be for the next event, try to get a little airtime on those folks so everybody get a look. Little shot of
for sure, for sure. But the only thing that you're gonna see on YouTube is the prequel. That's the only thing. That thing may be 2 or 3 minutes long, but this is not. Again, this is not gonna be on YouTube. It's
gonna be on
TV,
right?
Gonna
be on Access TV channels.
Huh? We're gonna do several different outlets, but right now we just this is what it is, and we're gonna do. Several
okay, I guess basically what I'm trying to say, hopefully that you do it to where it don't be like what they do in Oklahoma. You know, what they do in Oklahoma get a lot, but it's just, like I say, a group that they get to see all the time, and Texas got a lot of races.
No. We're traveling, man. We're going to different cities, different states. We got Big Jake them on deck. They the next, Big Jake and Gene from North Star is the next in YouTube. Are the next three people on deck that we have to actually get in our vehicles or get on a plane and come see you all. You know what I'm saying? And that's not going to – it's going to happen real soon. But, you know, you have to remember, you got Christmas and New Year's coming up. I got time for that. I can get on the red eye and be in Dallas tomorrow. But, you know what I'm saying? You may not have that time for me, so I have to wait till after the New Year, you know what I'm saying, because I can make it happen. But on the real, that's happening. That's going to happen. We're not just, you know, just going to be sitting back here in Houston and just waiting on folks to come to us. No, we jumping on planes, trains, and automobiles. We got Rockingham, we got New York, we got Chicago, we got L.A., we got Seattle. Dude, there's a lot of places to go to. And Houston is a big place, but it's a bigger world outside Houston.
Okay, all right, man. Be interesting to see it start unfold. You know, I'll be something good. Okay,
well, just to let you know real quick, and I'm going to be done with this, too. We're considering you as one of our VP persons. And the reason why we're considering you, because you're synonymous. A lot of people know who you are. We have to sit down and talk to you exactly and tell you exactly where we're going with this so-called VP status thing. And then if you're entertained with it, we would love to have you. And if not, you know, we want to thank you for even thinking about it.
Okay, man. Yes, you know, I'm open to listen to everything. So, like, just give me a holler, man.
Will do.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, appreciate it. Okay, Sharon, you're the next caller.
Bushnell, your mic is open.
What's up, Tommy?
What up, Bushnell? You tied? You still tied?
Man,
let me tell you about Bushnell. Hold on,
Bushnell.
I gotta tell him about you, Bushnell. I tell you what, man. Bushnell called me early Thursday morning before heading out to Florida. And I was talking to Bushnell. I said, Bushnell, well, who going with you to help you? Bushnell said, Tomek, I can't find nobody going by myself. I said, man, that's a long haul to be trying to do by yourself. He said, yeah, Nick, but nobody can't go, Tomek. I'm gonna get on out there, man. When I get tired, I'm just going to pull over and give me a couple and keep on going. And I got there that Friday evening at noon. I got there. Bushnell is already at the track, man, ran and ready to go, man. I was like, man, I tell you what, that's a guy that really want to go. Most guys won't go if they got to go alone. That Bushnell, he definitely want to try to go and support, man. So I just want to tell you, Bushnell, I appreciate the fact your effort, man, of going and supporting people, man. That Bushnell, he will go now. Bushnell was all
Tommy.
By himself.
Oh, Tommy, they can't fuck with me, Tommy.
I hear you.
That shit with nothing. I ready to go back. But next time I go back, I ain't going to miss out for a motherfucking thing. Whatever they talking about they want us to do, we're going to roll them up there and do it. We ain't gonna be missing on nothing. They be talking about the little tie sides and the wind ball and all that shit. Maybe we just gonna roll up there. Whatever they gonna be talking about, we gonna do what they talking about. Cause we gonna do. We gonna be ready for their hands when we come back. And guess what? We gonna get some more at 14. I promise you that. Yeah, we gonna get some more. Yeah, but next time we ain't gonna be goddamn anything like we scared motherfuckers out. Cause we didn't go there and scare motherfuckers out. I thought it was a grand stretch to where it ain't no motherfucking take something off that's wrong with your bro and hope you got enough. You know, I ain't got no problem telling the motherfucker I can't get there. You know, so that's how it was, man. So it was a good experience for me to go. I had a blast. I'm still wide awake on that shit. I'm ready to go back again at those 960 miles again by my goddamn self. It's nothing. Cause if I can go to 960, I can go to 1200 myself. So it ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? So I did got stalled on the beat out early like I wanted to because I got stalled on a truck issue, but that really wasn't no big deal because that's still running our minds going to go across the world. I know it'll go anywhere. So that was a good deal. But guess what, Tommy? I was there, motherfucking, for the prior test session at that day, motherfucker, man. I was there fucking Friday morning, man. I was there. I beat the plane there. But guess what? We can kick this motherfucking race thing. Grudge racing is gonna be grudge racing, man. So I understand a lot of shit can be done early, which is true. You know, especially when we're doing the winter time. You know, summer could be a little bit different. But summer could be a little bit different because it get hot in the daytime. So you gotta kind of wait till it cool off a little bit. You know, you don't have to really wait that late to dance though, Tommy. It don't matter if it's summer or winter. You know, I agree with y'all saying, you know, get to dancing on early. But hey man, the grudge is ready to dance and it don't matter who wanna dance with it. So they can do some lock in, you know, they can do some catch at the track shit, race, all that shit go. That's what it's all about. So I'm ready for that shit. So I'm gonna start 14 off with that shit. And so anybody wanna lock in with that grudge, they can have it. It prefers to say the track over if they can have it. Yeah, they can have it the first day the track opened up. So, but like I said, Tommy, man, I had a blast, man, you know, and like I said, grudge racing is going to be grudge racing, man, you know, and I agree like y'all said about all that, man. So you know, that's what that is, man. We agree, you look good.
What? He's not ignoring you, Bush, now. He fell off. Hold on, guys. Let me get him back on. He fell off his own show.
Hey, we coming, man. We coming, please.
Okay.
You're back on.
Yeah, did you get out of the tournament?
Yeah, I kind of fell off, man. I got some technical differences. Been happening some of the shows. I fell off. I just got back on, so I might have missed you. The last thing you said.
Oh, I'm just saying the grudge is ready to engage with anybody, you know, with small tie, you know, pretty much, man. I mean, like I say, you know, I went over there, like I say, them guys, you know, worried about them, take some shit off. I ain't think I've never in my life as grudge racing want to handicap a guy, you know, tell him to take his shit off or you got to do this. I ain't never been that kind of a grudge racer, you know what I mean? If I don't have enough to tell me, I ain't got enough. Cause, you know, I've been in the game long enough to stand to know who and what was. I can stand back and see that. So it's really nothing to me. So I be cool the whole time about the whole shit, man. You know, because I'm one of them, Atomic. You see what I'm saying? So it's easy for me. You know, but I never, I don't know what issue there, but I never had, now like I said, I never told a man the handicap is called for me to race him, man. I ain't never been that kind
of
dude.
Bushnell. This is the Duke. Hey,
yeah,
man, did they have a car show up there?
Nah, it wasn't no car show up there, dude.
You done drove all the way up there so you could car show and there wasn't a car show?
Nah, it ain't had nothing to do with no car show. I drove up there because I went up there to race, and I didn't get a chance to get no race, but I mean, hey, man, I knew what I was going to do. It didn't cost you nothing. It cost me something. I did what I wanted to do. It was my money when I went down there. You know what I'm saying?
When are we going to race? When are we going to race, Bushnell? You said you lock in.
Well, I told you running backhand cars. I can't run a backhand car.
Man, come on now. You asked me to race at Denton. You had the money in your hand. And I guess you talked
that
to the
was,
child.
That was then, man.
The
that was then. You were going to catch me then. You know, sometimes that shit changed. But after, you know what I'm saying, after I did my little homework and realized that you've been down there running back half most of them calls that I won't race, so that went out the window, man. What point you didn't get the win out the window part? When I seen the two running back half cars, and I know I would never put the girls against the back half cars running head up, they let me know I had no business fucking with you, right? That makes sense, don't it?
So what you're I'm asking you questions. So since I got my nuts out and I raced two cars, two back half cars, one of them was Pug, one of them was, what's his other name, Easy D. They both blowed my asshole out, and you won't race me now.
That's you.
Yeah,
that's
but
you.
I got beat.
That's you.
I'm just saying, I go to make action, and I hear you on here every week telling me, I'll race anybody as soon as the track opens. I'm ready. Beat your chest and somebody in the same class with you wants to race, and you won't race.
You ain't in the same class as me, man. You got motherfucking stock clothes in your motherfucking car and all that shit. You ain't in no motherfucking same class with me.
I got what?
I said, do you have stock clothes in your motherfucking car?
I got conventional heads.
I
got ladder bars pullovers.
I'm asking you something now. Do you have stock clothes in your truck?
Do I have stock what?
Stock clothes in your truck, mate.
Frame rails, yes, I do.
With all the factory shit in that motherfucking truck, man, you know, like the bed and the fucking back part of it and then the front from the firewall back to the taillight. Is all that shit stock in your truck? Answer that question for me.
Yeah, and it's got every window in it rolls up. It's got roll-up windows. It's got all the factory glass. It ain't got no fiberglass except the hood. Now, does that answer your question? It's got the headlights in it.
I gotta see it with my own two motherfucking eyes. You can tell me any goddamn thing. Yeah, I gotta see this shit with my own two eyes. So that's the reason why I haven't ran
you
with the truck, mate.
You don't want to race, but you can look at it any time.
Well, if you all motherfucking stop, like I'm telling you, like if you walk up to my goddamn car and see it all stop all over the motherfucker, then that's a different story. I can get with your ass.
I didn't know that they had stock fiberglass doors in, what is that, 72?
That's body pieces, man. I ain't talking about no motherfucking, you can have fiberglass doors, fiberglass fenders and bumpers and shit. I'm talking about the shell of the motherfucking car, man. That's what I'm talking about. The shell of the car.
My shell's
good lot, man.
My shell's
the shell
all there.
You know what the shell is? The body of the motherfucking car, man. That ain't good lot, man. That's what I'm talking about. That ain't shit.
Man, I got everything on that love truck your car's got. My truck's all there. Front clip, everything. It's all there. Factory A-arms, front, everything. I don't know why you're scared of that thing.
I ain't scared of a goddamn thing. I ain't never been scared of shit, so what are you talking about?
You run everywhere at the track but up to it. You done run all over the place talking about it, but you ain't never done it.
And you ain't hear me talk about a goddamn thing. Now you put words in my motherfucking mouth. This is my mouth. You ain't hear me say a goddamn thing. I just said I'll race you, and I changed my mind about racing you, so what the fuck are you talking about? Yeah, you ain't hear me talking about. You said a bunch of shit. Yeah, you saying shit that I ain't saying. You just making up some shit.
I didn't tell Byron to get on the damn microphone and say you wanted it. You got on the microphone and didn't.
And
said, come on, get your shit.
I look at your motherfucking truck. If your truck for me decides for me to race you, Clown, I'll race you when I see you. How about that? I ain't to gather the motherfucker. If you give me the green light to look at it, then I look at it. I ain't want no motherfucker to go look under your hood or worry about what the fuck you got, man. So now you done gave me the green light so that your motherfucking truck is the shell of your motherfucking truck is all stock, then I'll run your ass. Other than that, I won't run you, man. That makes sense to you?
Hey, it's on Race Junk. Just look up the ad and look at it. It's got every picture.
If you give me the green light for me to look at your shit, and I'll look at it. Then I'll determine if I run your ass. Other than that, the other shit you're talking about is just some shit that you sound like you're talking about, man. Some shit that you're saying that I'm saying. I ain't saying a goddamn thing. But I'll run your ass.
Okay.
And I take my mind by running you. See, I'm not communicating with somebody about that motherfucker. I don't talk to a million motherfuckers. So when I say shit, I know I said it because I usually don't talk a lot to motherfuckers, man. So you can't put no motherfucking words in my mouth by shit, by what you're saying.
Damn.
Because I don't want to talk to your ass. You see
damn,
what I'm saying?
Damn, Kenny.
I'm going to check you out. And I check you out. If you go like me, I'll run your mouth. I ain't scared of you.
All right. All right.
You get it? That's what we're going to do.
I don't know. I hear you. So when are we going to look at my truck? Do I have to drag it down there to you?
Whenever I see that motherfucker, whenever I see that one of them tracks, is it bad as a Houston or around the world? I'm going to go around the world. I've been there now.
I'm going to rent a track.
That's why I've been there.
I almost want to come to Houston and race you at your home track. Just so I can look in front of your hometown.
You can race me on motherfucking 35. I don't give a damn where you race me at, man. It don't make no goddamn difference if we can go down that motherfucker. It don't make no difference where you be at, man.
I just want a lot of people there. I don't care where we race. You think you can get a crowd on 35, we can do it on 35, 45, wherever.
Hey, man, we might as well get through with this here because we the red and done what we said we're going to do. I said, I need to check you out with that motherfucking truck you got. If you good, we'll race. If not, we won't race, man.
All right, dude. Sounds like you're scared. I'll let you get off here. Let them somebody else talk.
Hey, you're a shit clown.
All right.
All right, man. Maybe they get it on another day. I'm going to go down here. We got another caller sitting here shouting. Want to holler. Let's see what he got to say. 832-9872.
832-9872.
That's what this is. It's nothing. Your mic is open. Let's see.
What's going on, Atomic?
What's going on, brother? How you doing?
Oh, shit, man. We're out from that long trip down there in Florida, bro.
You had a good time, though, didn't you? You had a good time, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, man, I had a wonderful time. I just want to give old Bushnell and Tree Man and Bird Man they props, man, for going out there doing what they was doing, man. Them guys traveled a long way, and they went out there and showed out. Just unfortunately, that time they didn't get to the front.
Yeah, man, that's just part of it, man. They went out there trying to make action. It just didn't happen this time, you know. Like I told guys, you know.
I want to tell the world, man, that was one of the baddest-ass tracks I have ever stepped my foot on, man. I've seen 20 people lose shoes, 5 people needed a brand-new pair of shoes. Out of them 20 people, shit, I was one of them.
Yeah, I tell you what, boy, I stepped on it. I thought I was going to stumble one time. That damn thing was so sticky. I tell you what, you had no problem hooking them up. I tell you, that thing was... sticky, whether you had slicks on or you had drag radios, that thing was sticky.
Yeah, man, that man was dragging that track and spraying that track, man. We got there Friday, and, man, that man wasn't look like he didn't give a damn about no VHT bill because that man was spraying. I ain't never seen a track to spray that much at NHR Radio V.
Yeah, I hear you, man. We definitely had a good time, man. Can't wait to get them guys up here. Hey, like I said, a lot of them guys talking about coming up here when the World Brothers Nationals come to Texas. They end up want to come. So, hey, we got to make sure we have our track in the same shape so we can get down and we have a good time. So.
Man, that Bushnell, man, I want to give you props, bro. Man, I just ain't seen nobody out here like you, man. You travel all over this mug, man, by yourself, bro. 14 hours, 3 hours, 6 hours. Man, you go where you go. Yeah, you go where you go, man.
You
go
where
you
go.
I'm ready to go.
Kitty, do.
I promise you, one thing in 2014. Soon some tracks open, I guarantee you and Bushnell are going to run down that track together.
I think March 22nd, I think, is a race that
Crandall, I don't even, I think Batman's putting it on.
You're right, you did got your ass cracked. You did got your ass cracked with them back ass, so I guess your shit is small enough for me to run. So you're right.
It is.
You did run.
It is.
Every time you ran, you got your ass cracked by him too. So I guess your shit is small enough for me to run your ass. So I ain't even look at that motherfucker.
Well, you got the talking part done. Now you get to do a show up.
I just told you, borrow every motherfucker out the way. Send a man a goddamn $1,000, you call.
You want to lock in? You want to lock in for the 22nd of March? You going to sit here and flat your fucking gun.
Hey, look at this, Clown. Hold on. Let me stop you right there. We ain't waiting on that motherfucking 20, whatever the goddamn track open up. Wherever it's going to be at any goddamn track. It can be anywhere around the world. We'll meet at one of
them. That's the guarantee date. I'll be there the 22nd. Now, if you got another date you want to set, then let me know, because I'll be there, too.
I will.
I'll make it a session.
I will. So after the show, you make sure you call Tommy and lock that 1,000 on 3, Cloud.
That's fine. Whatever you got, buddy. Got 99 problems, and that ain't one of them.
All right, Sharon, we go to the next call, Sharon.
Yeah.
Undertaker, your mic is open.
Say it again.
I've got, Tracy, I do have Hank on.
Okay, anyone want to say something? You got something to say, you can let him say it.
Are you Hank?
You okay?
Go ahead.
Okay,
who was that on?
I don't know.
What's up, dog?
Move, you're fucking...
Who is
this? Hello?
Hello?
Hank Hill
here.
Who is this? Who is this?
Hank Hill.
Hey, what's going on, Tank? How you doing?
What's up, buddy, man?
Not a whole lot. Not a whole lot. Good to see you this weekend.
Weekend was great, man. Weekend was great. Just had a little bad luck, you know. All my cars ran great. It was a great race. You know, a lot of shit talking, but you got to back it up, baby. If I'm working on it, we can back it up anytime they want to.
Yeah, I tell you what. One thing I say, you definitely had, you know, Tree Man, he didn't come out victorious, but the car did what the car needed to do. You know, it just so happened they just kind of got away. But that old car looked very impressive. It looked very impressive.
You know, it's not a guessing game. You know, if you're gonna race, you're gonna race. You know, talk shit all you want to. I don't say a whole lot, buddy. I let my race car do the talking. I don't work on one car a year. I work on probably 150 or 200 cars a year. So you learn something that way. But I had a great race. Tree Man is a great customer. You know, him and the twins and boys are great. You know, love working with them. We don't continue to work with them.
Yeah, Tree Man's on here. Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to say. Now, Tree Man, you want to say something? Mm-hmm. Man, definitely had a Tree Man car going down Broadway, so.
That's what it's all about. A to B,
man. On here.
Tree Man, the mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, Hank?
What's up, Tree?
Man, trying to make it, you know what I'm saying?
That's right, baby, that's right. You gotta make it. That's what we're doing. I guarantee you. Hey, well, we'll goddamn get them next time, baby. How's racing? It is what it is.
I'm good, I'm bad. We're going to be all right. Shit. One thing for sure.
Yeah, we're
going to be a fourth. What are you dealing with 2014? I can bet you that.
Oh, yeah. We're ready now. We ain't got about 5 or 6 passes on it, baby. We're just playing right now. They'll see.
And then, to be honest with you, I'm pretty much sitting back waiting on some of these haters. They know who they is. No play, goddamn, Malcolm. We're going to put that on their ass just like that.
Right. Let them talk. Put your money up. Let's go.
All of them hate mine at bat. Step their ass up and say what the hell they got to say. Because, hey, I'm sitting back. Listen, if we put that on their ass, we ain't got to go to Florida. We can do it right here.
Right.
Hey, wait a minute, Tree Man. Wait a minute. Ho. Tree Man, who hate? You know the grudge we're going to go hating.
Tracy, you know who they is, Tracy. You know who they is. They grow some dust and step their ass up. Hey, they're going to get what they, all that hating they've been doing, behind the back. You know who they is. I ain't got to call them. I don't say I do a step their ass up and get on the phone. Hey, we're going to get some big shit going on right here at this track down here.
Yeah, but if they're on the phone, Tree Man, I'll pull them out the bushes. Tree Man, if they're on the phone, just give me a name. I reach down there and pull them out the bushes.
I don't need to do that. They know they is. They need to grow some nuts. Hey, they need to
grow
some nuts.
So they need to push the one button. So you said you ready. They need to push the one button, huh?
I don't give a damn. Like, I'm saying this here. I don't give a fuck. Who they put up there? Floyd breaks the rules, we can do this here, man. That's what I'm saying.
No, I need my thing.
We got a cooler show, a lot of people on here. If they on here listening, I wish I knew exactly who it is. I reached down there and pulled them out the bushes. You went down there trying to do your thing this weekend. The car looked real, real good. Hey, we just didn't come out victorious, but hey, the car's doing right. Its thing. All I can say is the car's doing its thing now.
That's drag racing, man.
Yeah, see, like, Tree Man, little hay stick right now, like, you know, I don't know, sound like he been hearing a whole lot. He seems like he got a little fire in his blood right now. You just come back off that long road trip, and Tree Man was sick all weekend. He was sick all weekend, y'all, but he moved around on that Sunday pretty good, but it looked like he got a little fire in his blood. I don't know, maybe.
He ain't going no way.
Maybe the word got a little worse since he got back. You done heard something.
It's like this. I've been here. We've been struggling this car for over a year. We got this car to do what it needs to do now. Hey, them goddamn haters get their ass out their bushes and get on this goddamn phone because it's whatever with me right now, partner. I mean,
give me a name, Tree. Give me a name. We coming up to the end of the year.
Tracy,
I pull them out the bushes. They might be listening. I don't exactly know who you're talking about.
Tracy, hold on. We may have somebody that came out of the bushes. Hold on. Jackie, your mic is open.
Hey, Tree Man. Hey, Teal. Hey, this is Jackie Beaver. How you doing?
What's up, Jackie? What's going on, buddy?
Hey, man. Congratulations on y'all getting that car running good. Hey, excuse me. I'm under the weather right now. It's hard for me to talk, so y'all may not be able to hear me. But Tree Man told me out this time last year, and it looks like I may have oil pressure for I look forward to getting that Tree Man's ass since he wants to get.
I don't do that because he didn't say, you know, he
like.
No.
Hold on, Jack. Say it again, Jack. I can hear you. Go ahead, Jack.
I said 2014 is going to be some good racing. Tree Man told me out last year. I've been sitting around working on my customers' cars. I should be having oil pressure for Christmas, so 2014, me and Tree Man go get it on.
Hey, Jackie.
Yes, sir.
Jack. Yes, sir. I appreciate that. I mean, you know, I called you out last year. You know, you both got your car together, you know, back then. I don't know. Everybody running into issues, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, soon as you get your car together, we line them up and try them, man. Because it's like this, I mean, I really ain't scared to raise nobody. I mean, it's a few people I really want to knock in the head, and it's other people just holding me back. But, I mean, hey, as soon as you get your car together, man, my shit's still going. I mean, if it's January, February, whatever, hey, we can goddamn fill up, lock up, and see what they do, man. It ain't nothing but a good race. I mean, it ain't nothing but a good race. You ain't going to win or lose.
That's what I called in to say. Hey, I'm glad your car is running good. Hey, ain't trying to mess with nobody when they down. Because I've been down for a whole year. So it looks like I may be back for Christmas. If I'm back making oil pressure by Christmas, shit, I'm looking forward to 2014.
I mean, as soon as you're ready, shit, you know, we still ready. Hey, I think what I do is step up and see what we do, man.
All right, man, y'all have a good time. Hey, Hank, it was good seeing you at Denton the other day.
You too, buddy, man. Can't wait to see you again, brother. We'll race like men. That's how we do it, baby.
All right, Hank, man. We'll see y'all have a good show. I'll go back to listening. I can hardly talk.
All right, buddy. Sounds good.
All right. Okay, Sharon, got another call?
I went to Smooth a few minutes ago. I didn't hear him. Smooth, your mic is open.
I'm just sitting in a cube. I ain't got nothing to say right now. Keep my mic.
On the new year?
Huh?
You said no waiting on the new year, huh?
Yeah, man. So just sitting back and chilling.
But tell us something you like to see. You like to see happen, or you like to see done better. You're a racer. From your perspective, seem like the consensus going around that, you know, a lot of times there's a lot of locked-in races and they didn't have to
You know, tell us your view. What do you think is something we can do to try to help that out?
Shit, man. You know, really, Tommy, you know, it depends on the individual, really, you know, because these cats know if they're going to race or if they for real. A lot of them just like to get on here and just talk, you know what I'm saying, to get a laugh out the deal, and that's about it, you know. Real racer, they know what they're going to do, so if they lock it in, you know what I'm saying, they're going to hold up to their word and go and make it happen. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Well, who you got your eyes set on come 2014, man? I look like y'all was sitting trying to do something the last few races this year, and it just didn't happen. But who you got your eyes set on soon as the weather breaks?
Oh, you know, I got to look at O'Harris out there in Houston, man. You know, I got to look at him. He's probably one of my first victims I got to look at. You know,
he kind of got you in Dallas the last time you raced. He kind of got your head on ice right now, don't he?
Yeah. He walking around kind of beating on his chest. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm about to get him what he's looking for.
Yeah, you're going to have to jump on it because he got your head on ice. And I think the ice is melting and your head going to go to stinking. So you sure going to have to regroup, though. Try to get your head back, man.
Already, yeah, but that's gonna be my first victim. You understand?
All right. Well, we know we're gonna be looking forward to see that one. That happen show in 2014. All right, man. You got anything else you want to say?
No, I'm gonna sit back here and listen to the show.
Okay. See, if we got any more hands up? Somebody got something they want to say or they want to put out there? If you're sitting back and you want to put it out there and it's just on the tip of your tongue, but you just don't have enough nerve to push the one button anyway. Hey, one thing about it, you can push the one button now, you know it ain't going to happen before 2014, so put it out there. But people looking to see what's going to be brewing coming up 2014, what people want to see, what they're looking to see. So I know myself, I didn't do shit with my car in 2013. I had a bad 2013. But, hey, with a few changes, hopefully I'll get to do a little bit better in 2014. So, one way or another, I'm going to hope to do something. So I didn't do shit myself in 2013 when it comes to trying to run that damn car. It beat me to death. So it is what it is in 2014. Hopefully with some changes, things get a little better for me. So that's my state. Somebody push the one button and tell me. Tell me what you got. Don't sit back. A lot of full show here, a lot of people on here, a lot of people listening. Man, we coming up on Christmas and New Year. Some of you guys getting regrouping, changing cars, getting new parts, adding stuff to your car, sitting back in the garages, talking shit about who you want to get and who you're tired of and all that. Hey, man, let these folks know. You see how Chief Treatman came on here and got that off his chest? Hey, man, give it up. Say, hey, he brought Jack Stevens out of the bushes, so go ahead.
Yeah, I ain't scared. I could be the whole goddamn show. I'm looking for some more race. I'm looking for regular Chris and whoever else at HMP want to do something. Just push me again.
You said regular Chris? What'd you say?
Regular Chris. Yeah, I ain't gonna say what he called his other name, but he's regular Chris to me.
Oh, Chris. Turbo Chris. You call it? Well, you disrespecting the man's name? That they call him Turbo Chris. You call him regular Chris, huh?
Hey, I need to be quiet while I need some get back racing with some people that I lost to and all that, man. I need it all, man.
Bush,
yeah,
I want to work up them details on that.
Hey, man, hey, bald head, we don't discuss you. I'm trying to get a hustle game further, and then we're going to get back to you.
Hey, Bush, man.
I ain't never called you out of nothing. You know, we supposed to be a race, but we never did race. But I get back to you, bald head. I'm looking for anybody at HMP, man. I'm looking for anybody at HMP. I'm looking for we're going to put it out there like this.
Anybody at HMP,
we're looking for small tires. Small head, chill out. I'm going to come back to you later. Chill out.
That goddamn kid can't do snipping up your tail, ain't it, Bush?
I'm good, though. I'm skinny and blended. My girl tried to keep Timmy be quiet. She said, boy, you call? That's what I do. Get him out the bushes, tell me, dog. I said, anybody at HMP with small tires, get him out the bushes.
Give me a name, and I'll drag that butt out of here.
Give me a name.
Let me see. They ain't gonna have enough of that small block shit they got, so I ain't worried about them. They ain't gonna do shit. They finna go class racing, bracket racing. That's what they finna go do. So I'm looking for who
they know who they is. They call their name. They won't push the one button. Give me a name and I go down there and I pull them out the way.
I'm gonna do a retriever.
Man,
they know who their ass is.
Can they
do
who their ass is? Fuck that ball. All right, y'all, you're pushing there. Bushnell fine. He's fine off one way. You know, he's trying to, Kenny Dukes is following his ass around. Bushnell keeps telling Kenny Dukes, wait, he's going to turn around out the wire. Kenny Dukes can fight back, so got to watch that.
I ain't worried about that ball anymore, but I'm going to get to him, and I'm going to intermission him. We're going to race eventually. I'm going to get to him. But I'm going to say it one more time. Anybody at HMP with small ties.
When you get done for the funny car, you're going to race.
Yeah. Anybody. Man, I'm ignoring you, man. You ain't really nothing to talk about no more.
Yeah, you scared of your Duke.
All right, Sharon, who got another call? See another call.
Doug, your mic is open.
Man,
hey, what's going on, Doug? How's it going way out there in Oregon, man? What's going on out there?
Man, Mr. Freeze is out there. He's in real deep. Well, it's so cold out here, man, I don't even know if my car is in the garage no more. I did just like Ernie said, I got it jacked up, wrapped up, valves backed off, everything.
You done, huh? Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you what, boy, you up there telling me you got it like that. We were down in the sunny state of Florida, man, and guys running around with short pants on down there.
I know it,
they don't
man.
Come out the bushes and call their ass out there.
But I'm going to tell you,
they're
going to
get me on.
It's going to be a better year for 2014 because I'm trying to kick my ass this year, I'll tell you that.
I hear you, man. Well, hope you get everything together, man, and hope you have a wonderful Christmas, too, man. And we appreciate you chiming in every week, man.
I was just calling to see if I can send my 10 fives to me for Christmas.
Is that right?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right.
You're doing a good job.
All right, man. Appreciate it. Well, just hang on in there, man. We're going to see what this next caller got to say. I see their hands up, Sharon. Who we got?
Somebody's got some background noise. And whoever said they won't put me in, you're in already. I don't know who said that.
Put me in, man.
Hey, dog. Tell me, dog.
Yeah.
What the hell is in, man?
I'm sorry, this is Case right here. Who is this? This Case, man. I'm on. Yeah, you on. Who is this? This Case, man. This is Case. What's going on, Suitcase? Go ahead. I'm in. Man, I gotta get with Bushnell. Hey, well, hold on, Suitcase. Bushnell, I think that's you.
Hey, hold on.
Suitcase talking and somebody else I couldn't was drowning him out.
Hey,
I done gave you a get back race. We can race again. I done race you twice, Bushnell.
Okay, we waiting on round three, wouldn't we, bro?
Huh?
You told me last time you was that you was trying something different and you know, we only ran that boy at first. I was engaged with somebody already, so I couldn't do my deal until I straightened out my other engaged that I had already locked in. That's why regular Chris was jumping up and down like he really was ready, but he went out there and did him a Paul Peace out there.
No, hold on. Get that right. That's trouble Chris, man. That ain't no regular Chris. That's trouble
Chris. That's
me, man. I'm gonna put it like this. You ain't gonna want none of Chris. So you sure don't want.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you like this, Bushnell. When the track opens, look.
This is all I want to do, Bushnell, because last time I couldn't get on the show, man. I want to race you every time I see you at the track. And we like
that's
that
what
even.
I like to do. You with you, what you I'm a humble who used to say that you do. Oh, what's the we used to have to come out with that boy named Omar? Mar, you say you can beat me all day long. Who else say that kind of shit? Man, you can do the same way with me, man.
Bushnell,
I think I can do, man.
I want to race you anytime I see you at the track.
And that ain't no lie. You know me.
I guarantee you, the fault you got, that little smart broke, man. You got a way. You beat me the first time with a power shot set or tune-up. The second time, you nose me out. So, I mean, it is what it is, bro.
Yeah, okay, well, but I still turn the wind light on, though, right?
I'm going to motor now because that small block ain't going to get there.
Well, I'll set you like this. Look,
you better
the first day of the track open, we locked down. That's going to be Friday 24. Friday 24,
you
and your line up.
I know that man that you beat me with twice ain't going to get there.
I said, man,
we're locked up, man, with you.
Every time I see you, I want you, Bushnell. And look, I already locked in with Batman already.
We can do it from January to December, man, with you long as you got that small block in that car.
All I want to do is,
we can do it every time
I see you, I want to line up.
So you know I'm ready.
Every time I see you, I want to line up. That's what I want to do. Whether I got a small block, big block, it don't matter. You got a big block with two fails on it. What's the difference?
Got small block in there, man.
What's the difference? So you only raise small block? You don't raise big block?
Hey, there you go, Stanley. Y'all watching.
I'm just saying, though, Bushnell, you only run big small block? You only run big block?
It don't matter, man. I can run them all. But let me tell you something, man. It's okay. When I used to race them all the small blocks, when y'all heard about it, I never run a big block. I let the whole world know. I had a Chief Street rat motor. Stop block ass rat motor with some I-beam rods in it.
You ain't never run me, though. You wouldn't run me when you had that. When you had that, you wouldn't run me when you had that.
If you know what I'm saying, let you talk first. If I'm just going to let the whole world know what it is that you think that I won't run big block, I got enough sense to know that some small block with my Chief Street that I can't fade them like that, man. So that's how I did what I can. Now I ain't doing what I want to do, man.
But you know what, though, Bushnell?
Yeah.
I run these people you won't race, though.
You got that small block in there? I run you from January to December in that shit, man.
Hey, Bushnell, then Chris called you out last time. I'm asking you. Then Chris called you out last time we was at the track.
Hey, man, I've been gay. Listen to me. You act like he here pretty good. I know he's a very well-versed guy. I said that man was jumping up and down H&P with that mic, like, all about how he ready to race, and I was locked in with Big Jake and them, so we was ready. The people was calm and cool, collected. We was both calm and cool, collected. So we did.
But after that,
I told him I was going to come holler at him. But he went out there and did a power piece, man, just messed the track up. That's what he did. That's all that I said about the man. His name is Regular Chris to me. So when you can bring him out there, too, whenever we open up track, I'll run him.
Hey,
it don't matter. As long as he's tuning on it, you can bring him out there. If he ain't got him a pro line, or what's that dude that run? I ain't worried about him.
Nigga, we don't need no pro line. Pro line for what? I don't need no pro line for you, man. Come on, Bushnell.
I'm speaking for you, though. I ain't really. Let him talk.
Next call.
As long as you got that small block in your car, man, we going to run from January to December, man.
Next caller. Chris want to lock in with you, though. What's up with that?
I tell you, he can lock in with me. So when he see me,
okay.
He can lock in.
This is what I'm saying. Can I lock in with you for him?
I'm talking about Chris. I'm waiting on you, Bushnell. Hey, man, I had a race, man.
Okay, but that ain't my fault why me and you didn't race. You were here the other night.
I
thought you was going to mess the track up.
After that race, I
came on that say, suitcase, what you want to do? Oh, man,
you
I'm
did.
Trying. Okay, then you try something, man.
Suitcase.
I let you
I did. Suitcase.
Yeah.
Hey, get my number. I'm a trainer. And tell her. Tell Chris to call me. It's Tree Man.
Okay. All right.
Hey. Hey, Ben Hill.
So is it?
Yeah, go ahead.
What did Paul Pinky do?
Paul, go out there and shoot the track out with all that oil and shit, delay the track intermission. Everybody going to get them a hot dog and charge their battery up ticks, and they can do everything with all that's going on. You go out the gate, call somebody in. So it was intermission about an hour and a half.
Hey, I want to lock in for Chris, man. For real. Let's lock in, man.
Yeah, well,
I'm
going
to
do.
I ain't the only one that he brought from. Okay, we got somebody else want to say something. They just chimed in. 214-7495, be red.
Yeah, what's going on, Tracy?
What's going on, man?
Oh, man, to you and yours, have a happy holiday, man. And from Dallas, Texas, we appreciate all the things that you did in racing this year. As you can see, that the world is changing. Change is a good thing. We should never fear change. You fear change, you're going to end up staying where you are. The boys from Houston that want to do the videotaping and trying to move this into a place where we can all profit from it. We really need to focus ourselves on the business side of it. But the only what you were saying is that as far as you promoters, when y'all put these shows on, it would really be nice if your shows had a beginning, a middle, and then
I'm going to be ready. I'm going to be ready.
Hold on, be ready. Push them. Mute your mic, but there. I can't quite hear. Oh, mute your mic, but go ahead, be ready. Will you say it again?
It would be nice if the promoters that we actually deal with, if y'all shows would have a beginning, a middle, and an end. A little bit more organized on the passes before the race and races that get going and try to get them concluded, because what we fail to realize, a lot of times people bring their kids out there. It's midnight, it's 1 o'clock, there's somebody to see the call, and we understand it gets hot. That's just part of it. But like those guys are saying, this is what would really kill your show altogether if people bring their kids, because they leave in the track at 2 in the morning waiting for a race that may not even happen. Those kind of things I think the promoters can take more control of, really try to organize your shows so that they flow like a show. Make it a lot easier for the fans, and also get you more prepared for doing television the more you try to condense the show into something that you can control. So if you can control it a little bit better based on how you start the races, middle the races, and then end the show, it make it a lot easier for those who about kids and just general fans, not just those of us who are addicted to this shit, but just the people who pay the money. I think we can all do that. If you ain't going to race, let the promoter know at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, man, hey, man, we ain't going to get it on. So he can move on to something better or try to line up something else to fill in your place. We all trying to take this to another level, and if we continue to think that way, it won't be no problem for us to get there. The grudge part over the time, earlier you guys talk about each other, but let's start to condense this into a real show. Things between the drivers can do and the things that the promoter can do to control the event so that they flow the way they're supposed to. People in at 3, out at midnight. Thank you, good night. And that would help us out a lot, Tracy. Billy, I want to hear what you got to say.
Okay, man, appreciate it, man. Well said. Hey, I think that's kind of been the substance of what we've been hearing tonight about, you know, the wee hour night races and work on. Seem like the sense of it is that folks like to see things happen a lot sooner because they got kids out and they want to get home before 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. Because, like you say, sometimes people have locked-in racing. It don't never happen. And sometimes guy might know at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock he's not going to run, but he won't say nothing until 12, 1 o'clock. So, I mean, that's a good point, man. And, you know, we can take heed and listen to some of that stuff and try to work on it. So, hey, man, well said. We appreciate that, man. And hope you have a great holidays, too. So.
All right. She can go ahead and take me down.
Okay. Okay, Sharon, we got another hand up.
You don't have any hands up right now, sir.
Anybody got your hand up? Anybody wanna jump in and add something to that, or wanna bring something out new in life? Feel free to push the one button. We got 15, 20 more minutes here. So, you know, hey, you got something you think you want to put out there? You want to push your hand? We got a hand up right there, Sharon. Go ahead. Who we got?
Hello. Yeah. Can you hear me, dog?
Yeah, I hear you. With
this.
Hold on. I heard two people.
Hey, Hopey and Madhouse, are they on the phone? Are they still there?
Mm-hmm. Is who? Madhouse?
Yeah, the Hater Shaker. I mean, they said what they were trying to do, but they left out the criteria getting on that show. I think y'all need to listen.
Reggie? Who is it, Reggie?
Yeah, what's up?
Okay, yeah, Hater Shaker's out there. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
He
said something about criteria. You left out the criteria to get on the show. What is it? A good point. Well, I didn't hear what the criteria was. Other than lock in a race, meet at a certain place with your money up and lock in a race. If that was the criteria, that's what I heard. Hater Shaker, you want to elaborate on that? He asked the question.
Yeah, sure. Not a problem.
Let's go, man.
Come on.
Hold on.
Hey, somebody
talk in
the background.
Hold on. If your mic is open and everybody's mic that has been open is still open, mute your phone so that we don't hear your conversation and all the background noise, please. Okay, Hater Shaker, go ahead.
Okay, well, basically what Madhouse and I are actually trying to promote, man, it's pretty much a self-sufficient deal, man, where you guys actually have a place to come. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got the riffraff. People around here bumping that don't even have a car. You know what I'm saying? All in the background at the track in the staging lane. Well, now you got a quiet place where you could actually get before your opponent and y'all can make this happen on paper, man. You see what I'm saying? So for the criteria or whatever Undertaker is trying to speak on, I guess, is more or less Madhouse was speaking on maybe like $20 a seat. You see what I'm saying? You come in, you make it happen. If you want to bump with this person, you know what I'm saying, y'all gonna sit down, y'all gonna make it happen. You see what I'm saying? Now, I don't think personally, just backing off from what Madhouse got going on, I don't think that's a bad deal, because now you don't have a bunch of faking and shaking going on, Tracy. You have two grown men, supposed to be grown men, sitting at the round table talking about what's going to happen. They're going to whatever talk they need to talk, they're talking right there. When you bring your car to the track and you pay for your nitrous, you pay for your fuel, you pay for all that pulling and loading, well, now you actually get a race in hand. And if you don't, hey, you lose your lockout money. You see what I'm saying? Now, that, to me, is a better deal than $20. Hey, man, the man is bringing his equipment out. He's taking the pictures. He's filming his deal. I don't think that's a bad idea. So if that's what Undertaker is trying to promote and throw in the air or whatever, hey, that's what it's all about.
Okay, Undertaker, did he answer for you?
Yeah, I wasn't trying to throw nothing in the air, but, I mean, if you're going to tell it like it is, that way when you get people over there, you won't have upset people. You know what I'm saying? You know, y'all were saying you're promoting the show. That's fine. I ain't got nothing against that. But don't have no hidden agenda. You see what I'm saying?
Hold on for a minute, because both of those guys got a valid point. However, before anything was even put in stone, that was the first thing that was stipulated. You're going to pay to sit down and use somebody's facility because they're not going to give it to me for free. Okay?
But see, That wasn't brought up in the beginning. That's why I'm going to let you say whatever you got to say.
Wherever, because we're not just doing it at a Hater Shaker shop. We're looking at several different shops, and it's going to be the same criteria. If somebody let me use their space, I'm giving them half of it. It's only fair. See, it's only fair that you pay your fellow man if you're using his space. See, that's how I look at it. So I'm using my equipment. You know, I'm using my professional equipment. I ain't coming up there with no little bitty camera. We just taking pictures. I got professional equipment. You know what I'm saying? Let me finish.
You're not telling that driver that comes over there what he's faced up against. You're not telling him that.
Say that again, because, I mean, you got an echo.
You're not telling the driver. Say I got a grudge against Hater Shaker. we going to come to whoever's place to settle this grudge or whatever. But you're not telling me, hey, it's going to cost me money to come over here and sit down to discuss this grudge.
Oh, I think I understand why you didn't. I think I understand why you didn't see what was going on, because everybody who got invited got an email or a text message saying it's going to be over at this place and it costs this amount of money. And if you didn't get one, because we probably didn't, you know, think about asking you to come over there to grudge.
Hey,
that
ain't, man, the point. Hey, you got on the show tonight and you promoted the video and your show, but you did not say it's
no, first of all, that was Hater Shaker that did that. Hater Shaker went
you to did it too.
Hold on for a minute. Yeah, I jumped in because Hater Shaker said something about it. I wasn't coming over here to promote no show. Hater Shaker brought that up. To be real with you, I wasn't going to drop the bomb until I went live. That's the way I do it. I do it like that. That's the way I do it. But Hater Shaker chose to say, hey, this is what we're doing, to put it out there. To be real, I don't need nobody else's outlet to get my information out there. I don't need no. I don't believe in coming in
hey,
and giving a shameless plug. That's
the wrong
do,
way,
bro.
Man. I'm just telling you, information was not put definitely in the beginning.
Everybody who got invited to this show got a text message or an email, or they got phone calls within a 24 or 48-hour period. And we all were on hovering three-way lines talking about it and this and that. Everybody knew how much it cost.
Everybody,
you bring your drive ass over there, I would pay a hot ass $10, $20 for you to bring this full ass truck so me and you can book it. Since your full ass team for to pay $20.
Man, look at it, man. Your ass gonna go anyway.
Okay,
now,
well,
I'm saying,
this
dude got on the fucking radio and not promoting the shit right. If you gonna do it right. That's what I'm saying.
Your doggone
dog,
dude, what's going on? So if you try to get on something to try to crush something, man, we trying to build a grudge game, man. I don't see nothing wrong with that.
Guys, hold on a second. Troy, did you have something to say?
I was just agreeing. I mean, I see both sides of what Hater Shaker talking about. I see where Undertaker coming from. He basically saying, to Hater Shaker, look, I understand y'all trying to build something, but build some shit right. I didn't get no email. I didn't get no text. You know what I'm saying? If y'all going to do some shit, don't do no shit selectively and select who the fuck y'all want to select. Select a motherfucker that's going to go on your ass and put me on the list because I'm going on all y'all ass.
You right about that, Roy, Troy, but check this out. A lot of us don't have everybody's telephone number. See, we have somebody on deck that had a whole bunch of people's telephone numbers, you know what I'm saying? And I really don't want to go into it, but we kind of sort of fell out. So we didn't have those connections. We couldn't pick up the phone and call Trouble. We couldn't pick you up. You know, we had telephone numbers. We could call Big Jake. We can call Dan. We call Thomas Dahl. We can call Bushnell. We call Glassman. We can call Hillbilly them and all them folks. But we, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't that we was being biased, bro. Something happened in our chain where, you know, we had a disagreement. And you know what I'm saying, we didn't have those phone numbers, but I feel where you're coming from. I understand where Undertaker coming from, but at the end of the day, man, we were just trying to get, when we had that lump in the road, we had to keep it moving. So all we can do was go with the people that we knew, people that we can contact right there on the spot, because to be real, like I said in the beginning, I wasn't going to launch this thing until the first of the year. Why do it now? You know, you guys, y'all really get into the Christmas spirit and the New Year spirit and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Up where I come from, that stuff go on 24/7. We never stop. Even when it's a holiday, we keep on. We still have events going on. But not to say nothing, put nobody down, and make it sound like, you know, something mean. What I'm saying is this: when these holidays come back to back like that, it just truly didn't make no sense at all. I mean, guys just came back to Florida. What sense would it have made if we had tried to get all these people out and knowing that they couldn't deal? We called Tree Man and Birdman, and they said, hey, we would love. Birdman would say, I'll do it. When will I start? When do I start? I said, we got
to call. Hey, since you said that, hey, not to cut you off, DJ Madhouse, but since you said that, he just pushed the one button a minute ago, so let's get him on here. This Finny from the Birdman camp, he might have a comment. He might have something to say, so. We're going to go
and
try to get
finished. But like I was saying, we called Tree Man, and Tree Man said,
Finny, your mic is open.
Okay. Hey, let's see what he got to say. We got your point, Madhouse. You put it out there. All Reggie was saying is, which I didn't know either, you said only selected people know when it came public,
it should have actually, it should have been mentioned, hey, it might be a little fee when y'all come together, and then that way everybody would have known.
Exactly.
And I think that's all Reggie was trying to say.
All the people that we had involved, everybody we spoke
yeah,
to.
Yeah, I know, I got you. Everybody you selected, I got you, DJ. Everybody you selected, they got an email, they know it. And that's fine. But when it went public that it was going to happen and how it was going to happen, all I'm saying, if you would have added that little piece, that it might have been a little fee, then it wouldn't have been. That's where I believe Reggie got that, hey, it could have been a little hidden agenda. Nobody knew about that call. I didn't know about that. But you said you're going to bring that in the first of the year. Hold on, DJ, when you get it all together. So let's go on the finish right now because it kind of got out there. We understand. Keep doing what you're doing, bro. We understand it. Let's see what Finney got to say.
Let's finish talking.
Because it's just backtracking. We understand what you're doing. Ain't nothing wrong with it. And now we know there's a fee for the people who you invite. So let's just move on. Let's go to Finney. What's going on, y'all?
Hey, I was just going to tell you, but you're talking about people should get in the lane sooner, and I know Jay hit on it. You know, everybody's hit on it pretty good tonight about, you know, get in the lane. And the fact of the matter is that's just, I'm not going to say it's grudge racers, it's human racers. The only reason class racers get in the lane when they're supposed to is because they're disqualified if they don't. Because everybody wants to put it off to that last minute till all the stars are right and everything's aligned right and everything's just perfect. And it never is. And if you're not forced to go into the – if you're not set on a time, you're not going to do it. It's just human nature. You can get mad at people all day long about it, but how many of us do that? We all do that. Hell, I've guilty myself. Car ain't running exactly right. We got a race set up. Shit, let's make another test kit. There ain't nobody making us be there. We'll run them the last of the night. So my point is, keep doing what you're doing. Okay, so y'all set up these races, man. Since Grudge Inc. and everybody got involved, we see action now. A lot more than we ever did before in Grudge Racing, I promise you that. You guys have done an excellent job. And everybody gets mad at the promoters because they're making money. Well, so fucking what? They're making actions with the maker. You know, we didn't get this many grudge races, you know, 5-10 years ago. We didn't. So you guys keep doing what you're doing. You're doing a good job of it.
Got my
That's all I had to say.
The rice.
Hey, appreciate that, man. You know, we're all going to keep on working and try to make it. That's what it's all about. I believe every promoter in the game, you know, deal is to try to, you know, try to make action. So that's what it's about, man. I believe we all got that agenda. To try to bring action, so that's what we aim to do. Okay, Sharon, did you have another hand that popped up?
Yeah. Ooh. Alley Cat, your mic is open.
No, I'm good. I don't want to say nothing.
Why you put your hand up then?
Well, I want to say something to Madhouse, but, you know, he got his ass off the phone, so I'm going to let him make it this time.
He's still on here.
No, nah, but I don't want to argue. You know, I don't want to argue right now. But that was some of my biased ass shit that he did. That shit was biased. He said it ain't biased, but it is biased.
Yeah, it's
he
biased. He's sending to his own little crew.
Yeah, he's picking and choosing, you know, who he thinks is hot at that time.
Well, that's
you're right,
bro.
Listen.
That's good business, though.
That's not good.
You know, he got everybody's phone number. He got everybody's email because he can make one phone call and call Tracy. Tracy got everybody's number. So that was bullshit. He's talking about he ain't got nobody's numbers and nobody's email address. That's a blatant lie. He can get it overnight.
Leave the shit on the ground.
Cat, you're right about that, man. You're right about that. I can't dispute that, man. You're absolutely right about that. If I have to look at it.
Dog got everybody number. He got everybody's address and what kind of car they drive.
Yeah, that's true. You're right about that, man. You're right about that. I mean, I can see how you all can think that I was being selective about it. But
no, you weren't being selective. You were being biased.
Okay, let's use the word bias then. Let's use that. If you think I'm a being biased, we'll use that. But
sure,
like I was saying, man, this thing wasn't even supposed to go public until the first of the year, bro.
It don't matter.
Well, I understand that, but see, when you're on this show, I told the guy, I said, hey, man, listen here. That space you got, that's a nice space, but I'm going to tell you, I said, this thing going to get so big, you might have to walk this bad fellow out. And he was like, no, let's go ahead and do it. And I'm like, look, man, I'm telling you. I said, look here, this thing is going to get so cool. Everybody going to want to come on in and do everything. I said, you don't have the space for it. He can't facilitate that stuff, man.
That ain't got nothing to do with it.
I hear you, man, but like I said, man, you know, we human, man. Human beings, though, bro. We try to do things the right way, but sometimes people see things not to the way they like, and it's not that we're doing things sneaky. Nobody can tell you how to run your race. Nobody can tell you that Tommy Dahl can't put a race on the same week or the date. You can have a race on at a different part of the state. It's fair game, bro. It's fair game.
That's him talking,
that's
man.
The game fucked up, man.
They got him talking. I can't get on yet.
It's okay. Sure, mic is open.
Hey. Yeah, I'm trying to get the Kenny Duke and Batman.
Batman, I got to do with Kenny Duke.
I want to lock Kenny Duke with Trouble Chris Carr.
Yes,
Kenny,
he's still on here.
He's still
on here. I'm here. I'm right here.
Hey, Kenny Duke.
Yes, sir.
Hey, we want to lock in with you, man, for MLK, man. 500 on 1500 with Trouble Chris. Since Bushnell don't want none.
Oh, you got it. We ain't scared. That's
oh,
all you got
I know
to do.
You're not.
You see how that works?
I want some of that black card, that little small block forward. I want that for life.
Whoop.
Hey, you can get that Bushnell. You can get that.
I'm pushing all the pistols out that goddamn motor, man.
Hey,
with that grill,
Bushnell,
man.
You can get that black car. You can get that black car the first day the track open. I told you that.
I'll with a power shot tune up and I blow the tires on the second rip, man. You ain't beating that suitcase.
Hey,
just, you know, you want to race, bro. You know,
hey,
I gave you stuff, you know. I tried to try you again. We're going to do it again. We're going to do it 12 months a year. That's what we're going to do. But I know
that
I told you, I heard the whole world where. I told you what I just said, man. That fool ain't got, you ain't got enough, bro.
I ain't got enough,
hey,
but I keep turning the, hey, look, all the races I turn the lights on, except for
you,
the 9-1 balls.
You
I
beat me
one
with power shot tune-up. You know that you better beat me with that. You beat me by a bumper.
Mm-hmm.
You beat me by a bumper. The second time I hit it, I ain't go 3 foot. So I mean, but you want it, man. Win it, a W is a W. But all I keep saying, you don't got enough, bro. Don't come back at 14 with that shit.
But
you
look,
got,
but
you
said
they
ain't got enough. But let me ask you a question.
Look,
hey, let me ask you a question.
Man.
Who life come on?
I just said to win, man.
Oh,
I just
okay.
You. I
so
said,
I'm usually I got enough.
I didn't say nothing bad about it. I just said that that little head that you got ain't going to get there, man. That's all I said. And we're going to race from January to December with that. And guess
what?
We're going to
lock in. Let's lock in.
We're going to see each other.
We
can
lock
in. We don't have to do no locking. We're going to race when we see each other. You already said that. You said
every
that.
Time
so
I see. Every
that.
Time I see.
That's what we going to do, mate. We going to do that.
Every time
you
I see.
Know, bro.
Okay. Don't stop bringing your car through the track, so you know me. I'm going to be there.
I've been racing all my life. What you mean don't stop bringing it?
Okay.
Like some,
don't stop bringing
it. Some Chinese talk shit to me or something. I'm English. Yeah, I mean, you saying some shit that don't even make sense now. I'm over
okay.
Here. I ain't going nowhere.
Okay.
You ain't got enough, man.
Okay,
suitcase. Now he's through with that bullshit. Hey, you want to... I don't know if I'm going to come down there to MLK. I just got a text from Jackie. He's not going to be able to go. He's working. So,
okay.
Not that I want to race you. I'm just being honest with you. I got to have Jackie there to tune it, you know. So,
okay. Well, that's going to be good for you.
Well, he's off 5 weekends. He puts in his vacation in a couple of, I don't know, before the end of the year or something. As soon as he finds out what dates he can go out of town on. Because he works Saturday. The only way he can get off is if he puts in for vacation. He's got 5 weeks
okay.
Or 5 months. So as soon as he finds out, you'll be the first to know.
Well, this is what we're trying to do, man. We're trying to run everybody that Bushnell's scared of. So
I'm glad to keep your name out, man. That makes me important all the time, man, when you say keep your name. I want you to do that. That's what I want, man.
That's what I want you to do. I want people to say shit when they think they know about Bushnell. I want you to talk about Bushnell, because all I be doing the whole goddamn time, man, is just be laughing, having a blast, man. And no offense to none of this shit, man.
Hey, look.
You know what I'm saying?
You ain't want to say,
I like what Troy said. I'm going back to, like, the hustle type shit. You know what I'm saying about what it is when we used to call them Bushnell?
Hey,
but I know
hold on,
going back to some of that shit, man. Where we came from, man.
Y'all just gonna see if it's gonna happen 2014. But man, we coming up on that hour, man. And just to let everybody know again, we won't have a live show next weekend. We probably have just a rebroadcast going. But man, you know, I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year coming. So man, hey, y'all take care, man, and be safe. And we gonna go through and do final calls, and then we gonna get out of here. So Cheryl, let's go on down and let people get a final comment, and we gonna get out of here for the night.
Yeah, he just dropped off. Finny, final comment.
Bushnell talks a lot. Don't say shit.
D-Red, final comment.
Y'all have a happy holiday, Sam. Thanks for all you've done this year. And always remember this, y'all. United we stand and divided we fall.
You hear that one. Deb, final comment.
Yeah, I just want to say you got a big heart putting up all with all this work, because you got a lot of commotion coming at you. It takes a hell of a promoter to control the crowd like what you got, because you got some big horses out there.
No doubt, man.
I hear you,
Jackie, if you got any voice left, final comment. Jackie may not have any voice left. Tree Man, final comment.
Yeah, I just want to say I congratulate you on the job that you've done on, you know, controlling the show. And you and Tracy, y'all done a good job. And I'm, you know, going to wish everybody Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, man. And hope we can get more racing done next year.
Thank you.
Final comment. Oh, there you go, Jay. Hey, so, I want to know how come the only Tuesday I get off all year long, I can talk on the show, you whip out and cancel the show.
What do you think? I can understand it.
He said, why is it that the only Tuesday that he can get off? You know, a lot of people will be off on Christmas Eve. The only Tuesday that he can get off, you don't have a show that he can get on and actually talk. You know, Jackie usually calls in from work.
Oh, Jackie, well, we won't have a show, Jackie. You know, you just act like you ain't working. You can call and listen to it. You know, everybody last minute shopping, man, and Christmas Eve, so I feel like it probably, you know, wouldn't be a good idea to have it on Christmas Eve, because a lot of people going to be, you know how that last minute rush, go home, man, and I don't think it will be a real good show. So I'm always a last minute person myself, so I feel like that, you know, I'm past that. When I did it last year, the same thing, we kind of passed that Christmas Eve show, so.
Okay.
But, man, hey, keep doing what you're doing, man, and you getting that thing ready. So they give you a little more time to work on that car to have it running by Christmas. How about that?
Final comment.
Like you say, good show. Happy holidays to everybody. Everybody's got to be safe. Keep it real.
Butler boy, final comment. Listnail, final comment.
Same to y'all, Trace and the Tommy, man. You know, I got y'all 100% bagged up in any promoter, man. That's for Attica, that's for Roy J, man. Anybody got something to do with drag racing, man, y'all know I'm one of the ones, man. So, you know, and no offense to nothing. We're going to keep it grilling, and we out, man. But we're going to get it on the 14th. So we're going back. Like I said, I'm a PS to Troy. We're going to go back where we used to do. We're going back to the Ultimate Race, and we're going to show y'all what it is.
All right.
Final comment.
I want to wish everybody a happy holidays and that I have a 2013 compilation DVD, 2.5 hours long, and I'm getting ready. I'm hopefully to have it by Christmas. If not, I will have it ready by January 1st. Y'all hit me up on Facebook or whatever. Y'all got my number. If not, ask Tracy. And I hook everybody up. So, like I said, they're going for $20 a piece. And y'all just hit me up, 2013 compilation DVD. Y'all have a happy holiday.
Final comment.
I just want to say thanks to Tracy and Sharon for all y'all do. Thanks to Grudge Inc. for what y'all done in 2013. Looking forward to 2014. Hope everybody has a safe and a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And we'll see you in 2014.
All right, Gene. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Kenny Duke, final comment.
Yeah, just same thing everybody else was saying. Just you guys keep doing what you're doing. You're doing more for Grudge Racing than most have ever done. So keep up the good
that
work,
guys. No, it did not. God.
Thank you, Kenny. Hater Shaker, final comment.
Tracy and Sharon, you guys are awesome as usual, as always, man. I want to thank you guys, man. I want to appreciate you guys. But we just basically want to take this racing level to a whole nother level, the racing game, to a whole nother level, the Grudge game, to another level, you know, and that's really what it's all about. You know, we don't want the Grudge game to go sour, you know what I'm saying? So thank you guys, and I hope you guys have an understanding of mine. I hope it wasn't any hard feelings before the other thing that was said. You guys have a Merry Christmas. Be blessed.
Same
to you. DJ Madhouse, final comment.
Hey, you all. Thanks for having us come over to the show. Tracy, Tommy Dog, Brother King. Good year 2014. Nonstop Grudge TV show. This Grudge reality show is an open arm for anybody out there grudging on a real serious level. We out there to put you all out there, promote you all as racers, drivers, car owners, track owners. Again, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to you all. 2014.
Richard, final comment.
Hey, man, yeah, some of y'all stole my thunder. I just want to say Sharon and Tracy, man, y'all are good for the game. I appreciate what you do. Y'all all have a Merry Christmas. And DJ, you still on? Don't hang up. You still on, DJ?
I'm here.
Yeah, your new name is Shaky. Because your shit shakes all over the damn place. You know what that monopod's for? We put it on the ground and get it steady. Come on now. DJ, if you ever see me on the board saying, hey, Shaky, I'm talking to you.
That's all I got. Alley Cat, final comment.
I just want to tell everybody from our team, Alley Cat, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Everybody that's listening in Grudge Land, and everybody be safe. We'll see you next year.
Trouble Troy, final comment.
I'd like to just tell everybody, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Hopefully in 2014 we'll do a little bit more Grudge racing. Maybe I get on the call list or some shit. But y'all take it easy.
Okay, Tracy, it's on you.
Okay, man, once again, just want to inform everybody it will not be a show next Tuesday live, but it will be a broadcast. So if you want to call me in, we got a rebroadcast show. Listen to it, see what went on in one of the races, one of the weeks. You can call in and listen to it. You won't be able to talk, but you will be able to listen. And again, man, 2013 is coming to an end, man, on behalf of Atomic Dog Drag Racing and Show Enough Racing. We want to say thank you guys for supporting us the whole year with 2013, and hopefully we'll be able to do it bigger and better in 2014, man. And we want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Hey, thanks for your support, and keep it grudge, man. That's what it's all about. Good night, everybody.
Tracy, I'm going to leave everybody with my final comment, because I never do my own. Just from, we all know that racing is fun. We want to keep it fun. You know, all this animosity and all this other stuff, we want to, you know, keep it to a minimum in 2014. But racing is fun. It's competitive. It's fast. Just remember that this is the season that we take our foot off the gas. That remember that this is the reason that we all come together. We all love grudge racing. We all love it. So let's make it fun. Let's keep it fun. Let's keep all this other negative stuff out of it next year, and let's just have fun. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
No.
Get out.